Hey, what's going on, good people? It's the cool one, the cool KG, bringing you the down low WNBA, I guess, slate breakdown for Saturday, July 3rd. The reason why I said I guess, because the way they have it set up, FanDuel's okay. DK is not. DK only has a 1 o'clock game. There's 3 games today, 2 at 1 and 1 at 10. FanDuel has it all together, 3 game slate. But I tell you now, you're going to need a late night hammer. So that 10 o'clock game, try to squeeze somebody in there that's going to produce. Not nobody at 3K that's not going to do anything or nothing like that. All right, so I'm not going to break down the games because basically there's a lot of stuff still up in the air. Waiting on news from like Natasha Cloud. Is she going to play? You know, that's a big one. And whatchamacallit is back, which I said whatchamacallit, excuse me. Alani Mitchell's back, so there's a lot up in the air right now, but I'm going to give you what I'm looking at. All right, we're going to start off at the guard position first. All right, Dwana Bonner, 8,100. That, to me, is a fade. If I could put her in there, you can't find a way to put her in there. She'll be the lowest owned out of all the studs, the lowest owned. 8,100 is just a little bit out of my range right now. Skylar Diggins at 7,500 going against Minnesota. Skylar's okay. She's just not really producing what she needs to. Last time against Minnesota, 32 minutes, 16 points, 3 assists, 1 rebound, 2 steals, 1 block. She always gets a block. For some reason she gets it. She knows how to time it. I'll give it that. 1 turnover, not bad for a 29. But 7,500, I can't do that either. So she's basically almost a fade. Now, Ariel Atkins, everybody loves some Ariel Atkins. I could love her too. Ariel Atkins going against New York. New York guard situation is kind of crazy. They don't really defend that well. You know, you think they would, but they really don't. Last time she played New York, 25 minutes, 25 points, rebound, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 2 blocks, 1 turnover, 37. So I got some interest in Ariel Atkins, and she's at 7,300. So that's the first one. Then after that, my girl, Brzonji Laney. You know I love me some Laney. I'm glad New York got her. I'm serious. I'm really glad they got her. All right, anyway, Blanche Laney going against Washington, 6,900. I don't care if Natasha Cloud's back or not. She won't be on her anyway, most likely. Last time she played Washington, 33 minutes, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block, 2 steals, but 4 turnovers. But she got a 38, so I really like Blanche Laney. She'll probably be in some of my lineups. Sydney Whitcomb, 6,400. Only if Natasha Cloud's not in. If she's not in, then I'll probably jump on Sydney Whitcomb, save that $500 extra. Now, last time they played Washington, she got locked up by Natasha Cloud, and she got a total of 22 fantasy points in 31 minutes. Only had 9.7 rebounds, which is a lot for her. One assist, 1 block, 1 steal, 2 turnovers, 22. So if Natasha Cloud is in, who should be, if she is, she'll be on Wickham. So that makes it very tough at 6,400 pay there. I do got some interest in Diana Taurasi at 6,200. Nobody would be on Diana Taurasi. All right, she going against Minnesota. She ain't played that well last time in Minnesota. But, you know, it's Diana Taurasi. She picks up poison, you know, picks a spot to do the poison. Last time against Minnesota, 31 minutes, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 block, 3 turnovers. Something Taurasi, I mean, she do turn the ball over, but something that she tries not to do is turn the ball over. So, 6,200, I got a little interest in her. Now we go down the line a little bit. Kelsey Mitchell, not really. Kaylin McBride, the 6,200 with Kelsey Mitchell, 6,100 with Kaylin McBride. Those are roller coasters. I can't deal with it. 6,000 for Lonnie Mitchell is a lot. I don't really think I could do it. 5,900 for Daniel Robinson. And it's a possibility, but she's another roller coaster. You never know what you're going to get out of her. Going against them Connecticut guards are pretty good, you know, defending. So, and then we got Natasha Cloud, 5,900. I would probably not take her. Even she does play, 5,900, see what she do. But she's going to be a pest on defense. Matter of fact, let me change that up. If Cloud plays, she won't be on Wickham. She'll be on Sabrina. So if she plays, I'm not going for Sabrina at 5,700. Sabrina just hasn't been really doing it, you know, not really. First time she played, and this was Nakasha Cloud checking her. Excuse me, I got this right now. 31 minutes, 10 points, 6 assists. I mean, 6 rebounds, 5 assists for a 20. That is not what you want from your star triple threat person. You know, get you a triple-double person. You don't want that. So if Cloud's in, Sabrina's out for me. If she's out, then most likely I take Sabrina. But the whole thing about that is that Natasha Cloud practiced yesterday, so she's probably going to play. All right, so I would probably fade Sabrina. Jasmine Thomas at 5,200 is a $500 gap, but Jasmine just isn't doing it. 5,200 is not a bad price for her. Tiffany Mitchell, 5,100. Can't really go there either, even though she's getting 27, 29 minutes. You feel froggy, you could jump on Tiffany Mitchell at 5,100. Kia Nurse, whew, she's definitely the blow-up girl of the world. One day she do good, and then 4 or 5 days she don't. Last time she played Minnesota, you check this out. She had 0 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal, 4.2. Who wants to take a girl at 5,000 that only did that? And the first time she played Minnesota, she got 33 minutes, 10.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals for 24. That still basically doesn't, you know, for her price, 5,000, I don't know. What's that, Kalia Charles, 4,900. I don't think I'm going there. Brianna January and Crystal Dangerfield. I won't go with Crystal Dangerfield. Brianna January, she gets minutes. She just don't produce. She get about 26, 27 minutes a game. She just don't do nothing. Crystal Dangerfield is a liability on defense, so her minutes, you know, going against Phoenix guards, her minutes would be really, really, I don't think her minutes would be there. Going down a little further, Madeline Jones. She don't play consistently. What's her name? Natasha Heidelman, 3,700. Might be a good, pump play. She gets some minutes. Last time against Indiana, 19 minutes. Got you a 13. 3,700. Nothing to sneeze at right there. Her, Sydney Weiss, Washington. I'd be lucky to play her with Lonnie Mitchell and Natasha Cloud back. So I'm really not looking forward to playing her at 3,700, not with them back. Plus, you have Zealous, too. Zealous at 3,600. And if I had to, I'd put her in. I know she's going to get, like, 20 minutes. It's either Weiss, or a Zealous, 3,700, 3,600. Look down there. If I really got to go dumpster diving, oh, my God. You look at Shea Petty, I guess. She get a couple of minutes, you know. Nothing outrageous. Torrey Vivens, I don't know what happened to her game. I was expecting things out, but she gets barely minutes. Anybody else underneath here? Oh, one person that don't sleep on is Shania Walker-Kimbrough, SWK. They just signed her. The Washington just signed her. She played one game so far. She played one game this year so far, and that was before the trade. So, she might get some playing time, so I like that. I really like that. She was part of Washington's team when they won the championship. So I could see her getting a couple minutes playing time. If you really got a dumpster dive, 3,000, if they say, yeah, she's going to get 15 minutes, yeah, you got to jump on it. Save some money because you got to go with the biggies. All right, now let's go over to the forwards, which I call the biggies. All right, Jacquel Jones, 9,000. It's a lot of money. I don't know if I want to fade her or take her. I mean, going against Indiana, she just played Indiana. Got 35 in 28 minutes. There's no competition right now for Connecticut with Jacquel Jones back. There's no competition. So she's at 9. She could be a fade. Tina Charles going against New York at 89. Yeah, I'm locking her in. I don't care. Old team, whatever. Whatever you're saying. This player right here could win the MVP. Let's put it that way. Last time she played in New York, 29 minutes, 34 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 1 steal, 2 turnovers for a 50. So, yeah, she's basically my lock of the day for me right there. Now, you got Brittany Grind, 8,700, going against Minnesota. You can go there, but Brittany's just, you know, she'll turn on when she feel like it. That's another thing. She turned on. Now she's going against Fouls. So this might, you know, wake Brittany Griner up to play, but she went against Fowles last game. So basically, last game against Minnesota, she played 34 minutes to get you 37. First game of the year against Minnesota, who was the first game they played, played 37 minutes and got you 41. So she's in that range, 37, 41. It comes out to about 38-something average. Still not good for that price. All right, Sylvia Fowles, 8,400. Same reason for her. It's the same. It's the same reasons for Bonner. It's the same reason. Not Bonner. Excuse me. Get them mixed up. Same reason for Griner. Same reason for Fowles. Last time they played, she played 35 minutes, got you 37. First time they played, 30 minutes, got you 38. So I'm basically going to be off of Fowles. Probably be off of Griner. Now, that PC Akalia, yeah, I can go there. 8,300. I think she'll be highly owned because I think everybody's thinking like I'm thinking. Last time she played Phoenix, she got a 40 in 40 minutes, so it's a point a minute. So we like that. And I think her game is starting to evolve where she needs it to be. She's playing big minutes. Last two games, 44 against Vegas, 40 against Phoenix. You know, she averages about 35, 34 minutes a game anyway. So I do like her a lot. So she's like up there with Charles. So them two right there, I can see myself doing some damage with. Deladon still ain't back, but her timetable's coming shortly. Believe me. After the Olympics, you'll see probably Deladon. Serious. After that, Breonna Jones, 7,400. I wish she was cheaper, but she's doing work. You know, last game against Indiana, she got 48 and 36 minutes. So the child is doing work. So, and the first time she played Indiana, played 25 minutes, got 26. 7,400, I can see myself trying to squeeze her in there. I might be just going the biggies and then, you know, just punting at guard. I might just grab these biggies over here. All right, here's another one. Anisha Hines-Allen, I would consider her doubtful because she didn't practice like Natasha Cloud did yesterday. So I'm not too sure. But if she do get in the line, I'm not taking that 7,200. She hasn't played in a minute, so it's tough. It is tough to take a person at 7,200. Jessica Breland got a game time decision on her. She got bad knees. You know, Jessica Breland has been playing for a minute. But she sat out Thursday's game, so I'm not sure if she's going to play today. That is not even sure, but she might. We'll find out in the next couple of hours. 6,900 won't take her. Poisant, I want her price to go back down. Let's put it this way. I want her price to go back down. Down to maybe 6 or 5 something. 6,700 is too much for me to even look at. Here's another one. Like I said, I met this girl's moms already, Breonna Turner. Nothing funny. You know, we talking basketball and stuff like that. That's how she played Minnesota. She only got a 21 and 29 minutes, 6,300. First time she played Minnesota, she got 37, 6,300. So we don't know which one we're going to get. If it's going to be roller coaster or not, we don't know. We definitely don't know. So, but you take a shot on her. I'm thinking about taking a shot on her. Now you got Tiara Collins, 6,100. To me, she'll fade, even though she can get off, but she don't get the minutes. And with that, she's 6,100. Then you have Rebecca Allen, 5,500. She didn't play Tuesday. That's her second straight miss. You got plantar fasciitis. I'm not sure if she's going to play today. And I wouldn't risk it. They still in the playoff hunt. So if she don't play, then you have to look at Michaela Agumwari. I can't even get the name. M.O. Let's put it that way. Mo from the Liberty. Last game she played against Atlanta, 27 minutes. If Rebecca Allen ain't put in, she's in. But she's only scoring dependent. She's not a rebounder, which, you know, makes me mad. Because you're big. You're supposed to be rebounding the ball. All right. Another person. And she's at 4,600. Instead of all that, I'd rather go down to Jantel Lavender, 4,400. You know she's going to play. It depends on what she's going to do when she out there. She get 25 minutes a game. Last two games, 25, 29 minutes. Got you a 17 in both of the games against Connecticut, Dallas. I would just say, like, you could use her, you know, as a salary saver. But I'd rather go down a little further than that. Let's go down to 3,800. I don't even care. Damaris Dantas. That's my little chunk butt. Love me that little chunk butt right there. All right, so with her, she's getting 30 minutes a game. She just ain't, you know what it is? Her three don't fall. If it falls, it's a beautiful sight. It's not like she drives. She don't do that no more. Since her second year in the league, she stopped driving. Everybody told her she a three-point shooter. But then when you watch her play overseas, she's driving to the basket, which I don't get. Down low post-ups. I mean, I understand on this team because you got Collier and you got Fouls. And you're supposed to be the space saver, but you're not hitting your three. But anyway, 3,800. Person gets that much time. I can't complain about it. She will be in my lineups as always. She's always in my lineups. All right, underneath there, there's a couple people to look at. Lenana Odom, Lamar Odom's daughter. You can look at her. She might get some more playing time, especially if Allen's out. So she's 3,600. And Bernadette Hattar. Everybody's high on her. I'm not too high on her. She's 3,500. She get a couple of minutes. For all that, I go down to Kia Vaughn, who's securely going to get you 10 to 12 minutes a game. 15 last game, got a 12 against Minnesota. I can see them using her because, you know, the bigs they got. So I do like her a lot. Underneath there, Jackson Shepard and Alana Smith. But if I really, really got a dumpster dive, Beatrice Montpierre, you know, she's going to play a little bit. Don't know what she's going to do, but she's going to play a little bit. Last time she played, she got a 4. Everybody else underneath there, I'm not really interested in. I know people are going to say, what about Rashawn the Great? I'm going to say, what about an undersized, basically guard playing big? You know, that bully ball she do don't always work. And now you're going against Washington, you're going against Tina Charles, and that bully ball don't work, so I can't go there. So that's basically all the plays that, you know, basically all the plays in the whole slate. You know, this is FanDuel, so it's a 3-game. So plays, let me just tell you who I really like. As guards, we'll go high price, mid, and low. All right, high price, you can go Bond if you can fit it. Mid price, I like Laney, maybe some Taurasi. Low price, Heidelman, Wise, Zealous, that's about it. And really a sleeper is Shanae Walker-Kimbrough. They get the minutes there. All right, for forwards, go Jones, go Tina Charles. I'm not into Fouls. I'm not into Grinder. Let's go down to those are the two highest ones. Jones, that's the high mid-range. It's not even mid-range. Let's put Collier into the high, too. So she's 8,300, go with 89, $9,000 players. Mid-range would be Breonna Jones and Breonna Turner. Oh, I didn't even talk about Kelly Shook. Kelly Shook is in play, too. Kelly Shook at 5,000, low range. Shook, Lavender, Dantas, definitely I'm going to lock her in my lineups. I don't care. Vaughn, someone you can look at. And that's about it for me. All right, so that's it. It's not, you know, I ain't break it down game by game. I just broke it down player by player, my thoughts on it. I'm going to lock my lineups in now. I already got my lineups done. They got basically everybody that I was high on. Let me check one more time. Yeah. And basically, in one of my lines, I punted the guards and went biggies. And the next one, I'm doing 3 lineups. So the next lineup I do is going to be a little mixture of all that. And then the third line, I don't even know. I'm probably just going to stack one game and fade one. And, you know, stack one, fade one, and just put a couple pieces in the other one. And that's my strategy for today. So anything, you know what we do here. Under 20 minutes, like that. Got time to look this over and get your lines done. Or, you know, listen to it. I said look it over. Listen to it. And you know what we do here. We get that money.